Our favorite fixer is back. Ray Donovan's Season 6 After Show. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, home again to New York. Hey guys, it's Louisa Shar here with the Ray Donovan After Show, Season 6, Episode 1, Staten Island. Okay, so much different things happened during this episode, so many deep things, and it's just me, myself, and I today, Louisa Shar, and my panel will be here next week. I do want to say we missed you all. I can't believe it's been a year. Before we dig in, I do want to say we have some great news and gossip for you. We have a special segment for you, and I do have the live chat streaming, so I am live. Let me just check that right now. We have a few people there. Oh, Frank is there, so Frank, it's just you and me, so bear with me. If you have any questions, if you have any comments and ideas, go ahead and write them in the chat, and I will be able to write back to you. So let's dig in, you guys. Okay, so last season, there was a huge cliffhanger, literally. So Ray jumped into the river, and now we know, while we watched this episode, that basically he was chasing or going after Abby. And when everyone was thinking that it was a suicide. So let's open up and talk about that scene and about Ray and also Mac, the cop that rescues him, and how that really started into this amazing bond. So from what I can tell, what happened was, you know, Ray was almost, you know, dead in the river, you know, choked up. And then we see the cop, Mac, come over, find him, rescue him. And that did not go that well, as we know. And what happened was a bond formed out of that, which was extremely beautiful. And now that we see how they're connected, because, you know, Ray lost his wife due to cancer. And after Mac opened up to him and said that his dad died from cancer, but it didn't really escalate to there that quickly. We see that Ray was taken to jail, and there was that big Samoan guy in the car basically saying, dude, you need to go to the hospital. It's just not safe. You're bleeding. So we see Ray in the hospital. No, we see Ray in jail with the big Samoan dude, and he gets bailed out. And how does he get bailed out? Of course, Sam Winslow. So I want to talk about the relationship that, first of all, gets formed between Mac and Ray. In my opinion, they are both in such low points in their lives. Ray is obviously, you know, escaping LA, trying to leave that life behind, and now he's in New York. And he's really trying to leave that part of his life behind. And Mac is, by the way, one of my favorite cops ever from The Wire. You know, Dominique Lombardozzi. And I hope I said your last name right. But he is a great new addition to the show, I have to add. But yeah, so he's going through a divorce. And he's having a tough time with his child. So they bond, and Ray ends up, you know, living in his house for a few weeks. And I want to check the chat right now. One second. Hey, guys. Jump in with any question. Jump in. Okay. Okay, so we see that. And then what else I wanted to cover? Okay, so when he asks him, why did you want to commit suicide? And he said, no, I was following my wife. So we see Ray going back into this, I don't want to say delusions, in this world that he's living in, that he just can't let Abby go. And it's just so disheartening to see how miserable and depressing he looks. And we're just used to Ray in this light. And we are hoping that New York will be kind of a new life for him. But no, because Sam is still lingering on the side with deeds for him. So from what I take it, Sam still wants Ray to be the infamous fixer-upper for her, and opens up to him and says, hey, there is this woman that's running for mayor named Anita Novak, and, you know, she possibly wants this man to be removed from her life. So That's already sucking back Ray in into the life when Ray made clear and said, you know what, Sam, I just want to back off. I have so much issues to work on. I just do not want to get sucked back in. And I think that's kind of messed up on Sam. You see Ray is going through so much. You keep on putting projects on him and all these things that he needs to do. So we see Ray going to that woman's house, no, the woman's campaign office, and she opens up to him and says, hey, I met up with this guy, and this guy basically was there for a drink. Things escalated. They go into a hotel room. They end up having sex, and this guy ends up filming her. Of course, we know what Ray is going to do. So he tries to get the email, gets a fake email, tries to call Lena. Lena's already pissed at him for leaving her, and you know, she pulls through, gets information, and from what I see, Ray is completely sucked back into the life as D. Ray Donovan, cleaning up everyone's mess. Ray got beat up a lot in this episode. Crazy, right? I think this season, I've never seen Ray, I mean, be this beat up. I mean, we have obviously, but his face and his gained weight. He has so much facial hair. And I don't even know how he's juggling everything. I mean, there were so many little plot lines in this episode, which I'm going to try to cover all you guys. Again, so it's just me today. I'm talking to myself, me, my microphone, and my producer. So if you guys have anything to say or any thoughts and ideas, again, I'm live in the chat. So, okay, we talked about that. We talked about Ray being sucked in back into this fixer-upper life, how he's going to try to save everyone. But in between that, we see Bunchy having his custody trial about his daughter and how it was so hard for him to let go. So we have that mess going on. That's already there. All the Donovans are kind of, again, separated into their deep, messed up lives. And New York is supposed to be a fresh start. I don't think so. You know, it's also back home for them. You know, they're from Boston. So they have so many triggering issues left in that area. And we see Bunchy going through the situation with his daughter, trying to, you know, really trying to be there for her and saying, I can't just see her once a week. That's crazy. How am I going to handle that? And handle that, he did not, because we see that he had to give the baby back to the security officer. And I kind of knew that was going to happen. There's going to be so much more unfolding with that as far as Bunchy and her daughter, his daughter and all of that. But, you know, before I jump into the next topic, because I can talk for a while, I do want to share with you about our network. So, hey, AfterBuzzers, our network produces aftershows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, like Ray Donovan, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz communities to grow more. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they are optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. We have so many different ones. It's like a buffet for everyone, any show you want. Let us know you did so in the comments and I will give you a shout out. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk. Again, we are live on YouTube. We are streamed live on YouTube, sub Spotify, and iTunes. And again, I am in the chat, so I did mention that before. Okay, back to Ray Donovan. Let's see. This is what I really want to talk about right now before we kind of get into Daryl and Mr. Lucky. Okay, so they show the scene of Mickey in prison. And honestly, the second I saw him collecting, you know, the cigarettes and all of that and making it into liquid and all of that, I knew he was going to try to commit suicide. But Mickey is so smart and sneaky, you guys. We know he did this on purpose. He did this so he can give himself some sort of heart attack to leave prison. Or is he really just sick, you know, of life and he wants to get out? So if you guys have any feedback inside the chat room, let me know. Because from what I take away from it, I think he's just so sick of life and he's so upset at Daryl and everything that's going on, especially Ray. He wants to end it. Or, as we did see later on in the preview for next week, he just wanted a way to escape. But honestly, I think Mickey, for his age, he's still the smartest Donovan. The way that he just configured that, collected those little cigarette, you know, buds and just, you know, made it into this liquid form, went to the nurse and asked to get that pee pad or whatever that thing was. If you know what that was, let me know. And he literally made that into liquid and he swallowed it. He was running inside the cell, inside his room until one of the cellmates said, hey, you know, calm down. What are you doing? And oop. He died of a heart attack. That's just perfectly planned in a sad way. So I think that was brilliant. Mickey, I love you. I never wanted you to go to prison only because I want your storyline to continue. So I'm happy that they did show you coming out. Okay, so, and let's see. So again, we talked about Ray trying to leave that whole Hollywood fixer life, but Sam bringing him back in. We talked about Mickey trying to give himself a suicide in jail. And what I want to talk about right now before we jump into Terry and him visiting his brother in the gym, I want to talk about Daryl and his producing gig for this movie, Mr. Lucky. So we see a shot of Daryl back in LA working on his movie, but also kind of being in doubt with the star of the movie with his whole weird, you know, he took a line of coke and then he started dancing with all these women. And then, you know, one of the other producers said, this is what he's just going through right now. He's trying to research his role and, you know, it's about being a lion, about being a king. So I think Daryl was kind of confused as where he is in his life right now with this gig. Also because of, I think, the guilt that he feels with his father being in jail. So he's the only one, I think, in LA right now. So Daryl is the only one holding everything down in LA with his LA gig life as a producer while everyone is back home in the East Coast. Okay, so one thing I did want to mention. Let's see. Okay, so Ray goes to Terry's gym and basically says, hey, I'm friends with this cop and this cop kid. The cop has a child that basically gets beat up all the time. And he said, bring him over and maybe they can train together. And that's when he sees Bridget and Smitty. I'm so happy about this because last season we talked about how we wanted Bridget and, you know, Smitty to just develop a deeper bond because so much of why they're together is because of her mom dying, because of Abby dying of cancer. And we did see that Ray was not happy with that. You know, she did invite him to dinner and basically said, hey, you know what? Let's go to dinner. Let's get a bite to eat. He said no. But again, we saw in the preview how there's going to be some issues. And I think they're going to try to, you know, remove Smitty from Bridget's life, which is so heartbreaking. Just in my opinion, because it's only my opinion now and my chat friends, I think she should just live her life and be with her and be with him and just be in love. And as much as it pains Ray right now, he needs to let her be her with all the pain and grief that they have going on right now. There's just no way that she can deal with it alone. And being with Smitty is just one part of Abby that she might have, if that makes sense. Okay, let's go down here. Okay, so we see, again, the cop, and we see Ray together building this relationship because he has a lot of reporters coming to the house. So here's the thing. When he rescued Ray and that Samoan in the lake, he was not supposed to drive them out so far. So Ray, having the connections that he does with Sam, goes along, contacts her to try to get the situation saved, and Ray ends up going to see the big Samoan dude and gets beat up and, again, sucked back into this life right now. And it's just so hard for me to see that why can't this guy just try to really stay away from everything? But all of the side environmental issues keep on, you know, pushing him back inside. And, you know, I think a lot of things play right now in his life because he's so alone, and we've known Ray to be so emotionally dead and unavailable, and he really can't even dig deep to just try to be a father right now as well. And I think that's what takes us back to why he gets sucked in by being in a familiar state, which is being the fixer-upper. So When Sam does call him and says, hey, I have a gig for you, even though he hesitates, he still wants to go. He still wants to be the savior and do it. And by the way, I still think Sam has a crush on Ray, did compliment him and say, I love your cap, I love your beard and all of that. And this is what I like about the show. It doesn't leave Ray to be completely alone. There's always all these different love life strings going on, all these love interests on the side. And I feel like with Ray right now, he is so alone, and the fact that he did admit that I wasn't committing suicide, I was jumping off the bridge because I was chasing Abby. There was so much pain in that of not being in reality, not being able to understand that your wife is gone and you're back in New York trying to cope with all of this. Your daughter is dating the man, well, the young man that basically could have been Abby with the surgery that he got. And then, you know, we still have so many issues to see with Bunchy and the custody trial and all of that. But one thing that I did take away from this episode, it's just part one, by the way. Part two of this episode is next week. So I want to say it's probably half the episode. It just shows why the Donovans are just so amazing in each category in their lives. And end of the day, I think that's how they always come together as family. And I think even though Ray and Terry have issues together, he was still so happy to see his brother. And I did want some more storylines from this first episode. I wanted some more from Mickey, and I know we can't expect more. I wanted some more from Daryl with him working on the film in Hollywood. And, you know, I still want to see a lot from Terry's ex-wife. I want to see a lot from Bunchy's crazy ex-wife, you know, trying to take the daughter and all of that. But I think this season's going to show Ray trying to really go through his roots in Boston to overcome his issues that he has right now. Because last season, he admitted to being abused by a priest and all of that, and it was so difficult for him. So now he's back home to the root of the problem, where he grew up, where everyone was. Let me just check the chat for a second. Okay. Frank said, I disagree with you. The best medicine for him is to do what he does best, fix things. Yeah, but I can relate to that, or not really, I can agree to that, but that has so many bad side effects. He gets bruised every time, and it's such a mental, unhealthy state he's always in. He needs to get away and just focus on his family life, don't you think? As far as Bridget and his son that I believe is in the military, and he has so much issues with his dad that he feels he needs to go to war to prove something to his father, which is the worst thing you can do. I mean, that's what I think. Maybe it's because I'm just all for love and health and all of that. I just feel like he needs to really take a step back and disconnect his ties with Sam, because Sam is just not healthy for him right now. And she's so powerful with her movies and her production set and everything just getting sucked in. I just feel like it's a point in his life where this is when he needs to step back. And one second, hold up. Okay. And one more thing I did want to mention about Mickey is Mickey has a lot of grudges right now. And we see in the previews that he really, really wanted to escape jail. And he did by apparently having his suicide, or not suicide, well, his heart attack when it was an attempt to have a suicide. And I feel like it's a point of his life where he is so overpowering Ray, and he needs to get out of jail to show everything and to prove himself. And that's what I kind of wanted more in this episode for some reason. I just wanted more of Mickey, because I feel like the storyline was so cut off from last season. Okay, so one second. Let me do this and check my chat. I want to leave anyone hanging. Okay. Okay, so I do want to mention some news about the show before I get into the special segment. And again, as far as the news, it's just fun news that we find about our cast members, anything about the show, any fun news and gossips, any new gigs that they might have. So I was reading an article today, and this is all This is great for you SNL fans, which I am an SNL fan as well. So Liev is going to be a guest host on SNL in November, which is so exciting. So if you guys are a fan, which I am and we all are, that's something new that he's going to do. He's actually very nervous. An article on USA Today, he just talks about how he's really not the funny guy and how he really, really, really wants to just come out of that shell. And he just says, you know, everyone here is just, you know, they think I'm this funny, cool person on the inside, but, you know, so much of me is just so assertive and serious and all of that. So watch him out in November. And also, follow him on Twitter. He has a great Twitter and Instagram following as well, you guys. So that's amazing as well. And I wanted to move along to our special segment for today. And here's the thing. Since it's our first episode of the season and my panel is not here to discuss with me our special segment, I'm thinking it can be something along the lines with, you know, Ray Donovan has such amazing writing where it's so deep and it always takes us back to some time in old Hollywood, and there's always some kind of quotes and phrases that we connect with. So I'm thinking the special segment can be something like what your favorite part or scene or line was from the show and why and how you connect with it. So every episode, you know, if there is a certain specific quote or phrase that one of the cast members says, you can write that down and join our live chat and just type that up and let us know. And we will go through it while we're here discussing, and I will give you a shout out and read out your name and say why you connected with that specific line. So it can basically be, you know, what's your favorite line from the show? Because again, it's so based on Hollywood and old Hollywood, and there's so many small little detailed stories that take us back. You can even research why it's great for you and why you connected with it and let us know, and we'll give you a shout out. And for this episode, the one line that really stuck with me was, oh God, this was such a sad line. It was when Mac and Ray were kind of bonding over cancer and the Harley and the bike and everything, when he said, "Grief changes shape, but never ends." So, like, say that again. Grief never changes shape. So it's always going to be there. It's going to get either fatter, skinnier, buffer, toner, whatever it is. But it will never end. And he said that was quoted by Keanu Reeves, which is interesting. I love Keanu Reeves. So I think that's how our special segment can be. We can just pick a part, or, you know, pick a part that reminisces us to something or just gives us some kind of joy into the show and how it's written and how it connects with old Hollywood or a certain line. So for today, it was that one. And I think the show has so much, you know, little gems thrown out everywhere. And it just takes us back to us being humans and being so bruised and being so hurt. And that's how we see Ray. And we're going to see Ray like that probably until the end of the series. Who knows? But I think we talked about all the topics. I'm just going to kind of go through my chat and see if you guys have anything else that you guys want to talk about before I talk about predictions. But I really feel like this opener was not that heavy. I was, again, expecting a bit more. I wanted some more from Daryl. I wanted some more from Mickey. But we did see in the preview for next week that Mickey makes it out of jail. And yeah, I mean, he's just brilliant. He's just a ghost. That's what they even mentioned too. But yeah, I actually want to go through predictions now and see what I think might happen and what you guys might think. So let me just connect with you guys right here. Okay, so here's the thing. We already see that Mickey gets out of jail, and here's it. I'm not surprised. He is so smart at what he does. He's going to come out of jail. He's going to try to get back at Ray, and he's going to scare him and all of that. But I want to actually talk about Bunchy. For some reason, I feel like Bunchy is going to have a very, very tough time with letting go of his daughter. And we're also going to see how Terry is going to have issues with his ex-wives. But I want to see, for some reason, more of Smitty and Bridget, because we see Smitty getting beat up, and it's so sad. I wonder if he's recovered from everything, from his cancer. I don't know, but I just feel like so many loose things were, you know, not tied together. And I another prediction I think I might think might happen was Abby might come back again with small little scenes, you know, from the past, trying to help probably Ray get through her, you know, all the issues that, you know, she had and they had together. And, you know, and I want Lena to go to New York. I think, why is she all the way in LA? And like, she just wants the best for Ray. And Frank said, I think Ray will return to his badass self. Okay, I mean, that's amazing. That's how we love Ray. But I just feel like it's not healing. You know what I mean? I feel like, will that really heal him and make him be a better father? Maybe a potential, you know, better husband one day to someone, which that's a whole different subject. I don't think Ray is ready at all to get into a different relationship or anything like that. And I see a lot of those things happening. I also see Mickey trying to be a better father to Daryl, and I think Daryl's gonna have a lot of issues with Mickey coming out of jail and all these things. And Sam, I still see her in the picture. She's always gonna be there. And the confrontation we saw with Ray and Anita, I think there's going to be some kind of sexual tension there. I always see that with Ray. Whenever Ray has a fixer-upper situation with a woman, we all know it escalates to something sexual. So that's kind of what I see. Let's see what Frank said. I do feel Ray was cold to his daughter. Yes, he was, but he's always like that. And I think Bridget is just in awe right now with everything by dating Smitty and all of that. And I think Ray's gonna again go to the next mile and break up that relationship. And I think we did kind of see that with the preview, and we just have a long way to go. I'm excited for everyone. I love this show. I love the writing. Shout out to the soundtrack today. It was just so eerie and quiet in a weird way. One thing I have to add, Ray should go to a therapist. We see he really struggled with that in season 5. He was so closed off, and there's so much issues that he has inside as far as his, you know, sexually being abused by priests and everyone. And I think now is the time to really just unfold who he really is. But yes, you guys, until then, I am Louisa Shar. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Louisa Shar. I'm on Facebook at Louisa Shar Matien. I do want to say I am on the Deuce After Show Monday nights at 9 p.m. We have 2 more episodes left. I'm on the Will and Grace After Show every Thursday at 7 p.m. So until then, I will see you all next time. Bye, you guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
'The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.